Thanks for tuning in to the BYU Idaho Radio podcast. I'm Candy Zilale with your evening headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. A group is safe after their boat overturned on the Snake River. According to the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office, the office received a call yesterday afternoon that two boaters were swimming to shore after the boat overturned near the east boat ramp. When officers arrived, the two men indicated their boat overturned after it hit a gravel bar. The sheriff's office warns that as temperatures rise, boating conditions can change quickly and you may encounter debris on waterways. Be cautious and aware of the conditions and the surroundings. For more information, go to boatidaho.gov. Throughout each semester, the BYU Idaho Career Center offers a number of career and job fairs for students to meet with potential employers. Student reporter Harrison Scott has the story.
The goal of every university is to best prepare their students for life after college. It is the mission of the BYU Idaho Career Center to empower students by helping them develop their personal plan and offer resources to help them find their career after college. The Career Center offers a number of tools and activities to help accomplish this effort. Foremost among them are their career and job fairs.
We always encourage students to just come to these fairs just to check things out and even see what kind of opportunities are out there.
That was Janet Barton, who is the marketing and events coordinator for the Career Center. Barton is in charge of organizing several of the upcoming fairs at the Career Center. This week, on Wednesday, the Career Center will host an agriculture and horticulture fair for students looking to get jobs or internships in this field. Next week, on March 27th, they will host a spring job fair for students looking for a local position over the spring or summer. And the next day, on the 28th, they will host a wealth management fair called Meet the Advisors for students interested in careers in financial planning or management. These opportunities are just a few of the fairs held at the Career Center. These fairs are open for students to come and just explore their interests.
It's helpful for students who are still exploring their major to decide, is this really something I want to do? For upperclassmen, juniors, and seniors, it can also help students start thinking about careers, maybe what jobs they want after college, and maybe they can start getting into those positions as well.
Additionally, the fairs can help students find internships, establish networking connections, and offer new career options students might want to explore. You can find a complete list of the fairs the center will host, as well as the companies attending, on their online tool called Handshake at byui.joinhandshake.com. You can also use Handshake to make an appointment to practice resume and cover letter building, LinkedIn setup, mock job interviews, and more job market readiness services. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Harrison Scott.
A proposed charter school in Ammon is unlikely to happen. East Idaho News reports that the plot of land originally planned to be the site of a charter school in Ammon is now up for sale. Ground was supposed to be broken on the school in September. And on March 7th, the Ammon Planning and Zoning Commission recommended the denial of the conditional use permit, citing concerns about the increase of traffic on Green Willow Lane and Ammon Road. The decision was made after the commission heard public comment for 2 hours. The plans for the Gem Prep Charter School are unknown. Thanks for tuning in tonight. These have been your evening headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. You can always check out more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. You can ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or you can listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Candy Zilale, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.